But again, we have with us from Main Street Amherst, our host for the Celebrate Lorain County. It's brought to you by the Lorain County Visitors Bureau. And this is the former post office, right? That's what this used to be.
It is, years ago.
There's a lot of neat sort of leftover. There's windows here with the drawers. Now, we should confess, Craig and I were going through the drawers over here. Not that we were looking for any extra money.
Well, we might have been.
Well, you just like they're like old cash drawers that have the little, metal pieces that hold the money in place and the little things like that.
So, there's all kinds of little tidbits. Did you guys notice these little slits on the wall here?
Up top here?
Yeah, see the little squares there?
Right?
Inside my office, I have my own bathroom, but inside there's a ladder that goes up to a little room that the government used to come and spy on the workers. And there's absolutely nothing in that room. It's just a dark room, no light. And you can see out those little slits.
So they would watch the people here where the money drawers were and the stamps and all the other things related.
And the story is somebody did go to prison for taking money, but the gentleman always put the money back, but he would borrow it.
Oh, just lending it from the post office.
Yes.
That we're here as well.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a great facility. How long has the Main Street been in this facility?
Since 1998, I think.
Okay.
So the city actually belongs to the city, building, and they allow us to stay in here. So.
Right. Well, it has all that sandstone. I mean, it kind of represents very much what Amherst Sandstone Capital as well. But I was told our audience you're going to explain why the Christmas trees were here all year. They're here all year long for the most part?
They are not decorated all year long. Okay. They have white lights on them all year long. And this is the first year that we did that. But we have decided that it's just too hard to carry them down to the basement. So we just keep them up all year.
Well, who doesn't like to see a Christmas tree all year round?
Sure.
Different lights to make it change. The one in the corner, mysteriously, the lights just came on. We wanted to believe it was sort of a Christmas miracle, but...
Now we have two on.
Oh, now there's two. Okay.
It's going to be a miracle all morning.
I see.
Mm-hmm.
This is great. Well, we appreciate it. It's all decorated. I decided to get my Santa hat on and wear a little bit of festive, and even the jingle bell that I have here. But let's talk about your exciting event coming up on Friday.
Yes, Miracle on Main
Miracle
Street.
Miracle on Main Street. What goes into that?
We are so excited. That is our big Christmas parade, and we have all different types of groups that participate. I have to say that Slymans is our main sponsor of the event and have been with us for quite a few years. But Olivia dresses up as an elf, and then we have the Grinch that comes as well, and we have all these different groups. We have ODOT. We have Republic Service. We have the Metro Parks. We have different groups from the high school. So we just have a really big mix of different groups that are in the parade. We end up at Five Points. If Santa is available, he actually comes and turns all the lights on at Town Hall.
Okay. So this starts in the evening then, right?
Yeah, 6 o'clock.
Okay.
Yeah, 6 o'clock. And it starts at the high school, comes down Forest, and turns onto Park until you get to Five Points.
Wow. And you have choirs or people singing?
We do. We have the high school choir that sings on the bandstand with us. Yep. So once we get down to Town Hall, there'll be some caroling with the community and the choir and some special things like that. And then with magic, the lights turn on at Town Hall.
And, of course, local businesses probably get into the spirit of things. Maybe their storefronts or whatever
Absolutely.
Get decorated for that.
Yeah, and I don't know if they were on when you guys came in this morning, but today I noticed on my way in, I was very excited that all of the lights are on the poles now and all the wreaths are lit down Park Avenue and Church Street.
Yeah, that is kind of a neat thing, especially, you know, if you have a regular commute coming through when you see the lights come on. It just adds extra excitement that you see.
And you
appreciate. You never know when you turn a light on for a Christmas thing who's seeing it, but a lot of times people just traveling down the streets or the workers here get to
Absolutely.
Know it's exciting for that, too.
Yeah.
And now that we have a little bit of the Mother Nature providing a little of the snow, right? That's what makes it.
Makes it part of the field. That's why it's not going to rain on Friday at 6 o'clock. It's going to be nice. It's either going to snow or not be anything at all.
Right. Anything else going on? So what happens for you with Main Street Amherst that you're excited to talk about?
Yeah. So after the parade is over, everybody comes back here because normally Santa shows up and people come and take their own pictures. And we have a beautiful selfie wall that we created this year so people can take their own selfie. And it's just a lot of fun. But we also have another event coming up as well besides Miracle on Main Street. We have Jingle Bell Bus, which is on Wednesday, December the 13th. And people come buy tickets. It's on our website, which is mainstreetamherst.org, and we have the school district, so we want to thank them, allow us to use their buses, and we take people around the city to see Christmas lights.
Wow. So that you involve the entire community so they know that there might be a bus coming down their street. So they
absolutely. Yep. Yep. Well, we don't pick the development until a couple days before because we have to go scout it out and see who has the best lights.
Okay. So then that's when you put the map out of how things are as well.
Yeah. Yep.
So you just have regular, the school bus drivers are the ones that are?
Absolutely. Yeah. We have school bus drivers and then they usually bring a helper with them and people get on. And we actually are very fortunate this year that the high school are giving us, I think there's 12 students that are coming to ride the buses with the people and to keep them entertained while they're riding around to see the lights.
Wow, that's a great name. And then this tickets still available?
Yeah,
that?
Tickets are still available.
Now, I went on to see that as I was doing some prep work for this.
Yeah, okay.
You can kind of pick your slot, sort of the time frame.
Yeah, we have 6 o'clock, 6:45, and 7:30. So right now I think the only one that's left, there might be a 6 o'clock, a few left at 6 o'clock, and we just opened up another 7:30.
Okay.
But we have 4 buses that go around that follow one another for those 3 different time slots.
And that is coming up when? On December?
Wednesday, December the 13th.
Okay, mm-hmm. Jingle Bell Bus, and you can find out more if you do go to the Main Street Amherst website, and you can get details on that.
Absolutely.
As well. That is really great along here as well. Anything else, Greg?
Well, once the holidays are over, what's your focus?
My focus the next thing that we're doing after the holidays is once all of the Christmas decorations come down, we put up our veteran banners. So anybody that's interested in buying a banner for a veteran that has passed, they can come to Main Street or go to our website and find out all the information and where all of the wreaths are now. They will be exchanged out for veterans' banners, and the banners will stay up just past Memorial Day.
Not only a cool program, but it can bring more people downtown and see the wonderful murals right across the street.
Absolutely. John Sekletar and his son and all of the people that are involved in that have done a phenomenal job with the murals across the street.
Those murals are amazing because when they first started, you know, they started different eras that they're honoring.
Mm-hmm.
And they have sort of a three-dimensional look to them, even sort of like they're coming off the wall or going up above the wall. But that in knowing the talent that they have, obviously they had those new ones that were put up this past Veterans Day as well.
Yeah, so they created a wall, a veterans wall, and so people can buy individual paintings of a loved one and then have those made from one of the artists, and then it's hung up there for a year, and after the year is over, you get to own it. It's yours.
Wow, that is fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
I want to get back a little bit to what's going on with you in this building. I know on the steps out there it says there's a mailbox out there. It says letters to Santa.
Yeah, so anybody is welcome to put a letter in there to Santa. And if you would like to hear back from him, we're hoping that people get those back as soon as possible. Put the letter in. I think it's December the 15th. And you may receive something back in the mail.
What?
No, you
How
cannot do
first?
That.
What? Yeah. Well,
no.
I suppose you could, yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah, you could write a letter to Santa and put it in
Look,
there.
I use a crayon. I put my E's backwards. Nobody knows how old I am when
That's
I'm
true.
Writing a letter.
True.
If you ask my wife some of the Christmas lists, she goes, is this a 12-year-old I'm buying for? I'm thinking, come on, why can't I enjoy some
fun? Wow, so you actually can come up with a list.
Oh, sure. Okay, yeah.
I don't know how he can do that. He's got everything.
Yeah, that's why I was asking.
That's true. Yeah, that's true. You're right. Because sometimes the hardest thing is, what do you want? Is I don't know nothing.
Right.
And then you think,
right.
I could ask you for that on the list. Be like, you're not really going to go buy that. I'll just go buy it myself.
Don't we all do that, though?
Sure. If I need a 68, you know, piece socket set, I will go figure out which ones that I need and use something like that, too. But we're getting into that time season for everything that's happening here. I love the way this is decorated. You mentioned this put here. When this building, you use it as your facility. What else is it used for?
So we actually rent it out. People can use it for parties, birthday parties, whatever kind of party they want. We have a business that's having a Christmas party in here in the next couple weeks. So that's another thing. But one of the main things that we do in here, and the reason why it's set up the way that it is in a big square, is the first Thursday of every month at 9 a.m. for 1 hour, we have what's called Morning Mingle. And everybody's welcome to come. But we get anywhere between 40 and 60 individual and business owners that come and network with one another. We let them know what's happening. The Amherst Police Department's here. The school district is here. Rotary, the library, they all give a little report about what's happening with their organization. And then we open the floor, if we have time at the end, for businesses to stand up and promote themselves.
So there's a little face-to-face communication with different organizations rather than just following people on a Facebook, social media, or maybe reading a newsletter or something like that.
And they don't have to be from Amherst. They can be from anywhere. I mean, somebody wants to come from Wellington or Oberlin or Vermilion, they're more than welcome to come.
That's great. Mm-hmm. We got another guest coming up at 8:40 this morning.
Yes, you do.
Is it a surprise guest, right? Or do you?
So far it is.
Far,
oh, I'm not going to tell you who it is.
All right. Well, we'll
Or do you want to know who it is?
What? No, we'll find out. Just like when we answer the phone, say hello, and then and you're ready to go with it. So coming up, a surprise guest here from Main Street Amherst. Again, we are broadcasting this morning as part of our Celebrate series for the Lorain County Bicentennial, 200 years for the county. They're celebrating it over 18 months. You know, it's like a birthday month, right?
Yeah, it's awesome.
There's a lot of things going on, and we're here, part of it, brought to you by the Lorain County Visitors Bureau. Teresa, thanks for being a great hostess. We appreciate this. Great, It's a great warm facility, and there's so many nooks and crannies. There's even a safe over here.
Yes, there
that
is.
That you opened up here as well with Mrs. Claus ornaments on top of it.
I should say, like, thank you to Gary Gibbs at Lorain County. He has done wonderful things for all the main streets in the county. So thanks to Gary.
Yep, getting people involved and understanding there are different people in the community. Not only are you involved in sort of building the businesses and also the people awareness in the community, but also outside the community, bringing
Absolutely.
People as sort of a travel visitors type of thing. It's a great place to stop through, and there is a great place here in Amherst, and that's where we are this morning. Thanks again for joining us this
Thank
morning.
Thank you.